In andere uitzendingen hebt u gehoord dat we in de Fountains Abbey zijn. Dat ligt iets ten noorden van Harrogate. Het hoort ook bij het hele district. Het is een grote ruïne. Het is een grote abdij. We hebben hier markt bij ontstaan. Where are we now?
We're now in a space what we call the solarium, which in the later days of the monastery was where they stored the huge amount of agricultural and industrial produce that the abbey was capable of producing. But it was first built as a refectory, a dining room for the lay brothers who took less difficult vows than the choir monks, but did all the manual labor of the abbey. So originally you would have seen great bench tables with up to 400 lay brothers taking their meals in this space. But after the plague in 1349, very few people want to be lay brothers, so the space can be turned over to other purposes. But this was such an important part of the monastery's life right up until the year 1539, when King Henry VIII took the monastery over. They surrendered everything to him, and it began a different life. First of all, possibly as a base for a cathedral, and then when that idea didn't work, it was in private hands, and many of the building materials were taken and sold.
But we can still see and feel the monks here.
You can, and I think no space is better for that. It's one of the wonderful things about fountains. Some parts are standing ruins, but others like this are still roofed, and you can imagine yourself in the shoes of a monk here on the last day of a monastery's life. It hasn't changed very much in the almost 500 years since then.
Alle informatie kunt u vinden op de site van visitharrogate.co.uk, maar ook op de nationaltrust.org site en dan even /Fountains Abbey.